Hi, this is Rochester Speaks. I'm Tanya Connor, and with me today I have Chris Tuminelli with Gigi's Playhouse. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Tanya. Doing great. How are you doing?
I am great. So, hey, thanks for joining us today, Chris. Why don't you tell me a little bit about Gigi's Playhouse? Like, how did it start? What's your mission?
Absolutely. Yeah, Gigi's Playhouse is actually a national network of Down Syndrome Achievement Centers. We actually started in Rochester. We were the 36th playhouse in the nation. They originally started in Chicago. That was the original playhouse.
Wow.
And since the playhouse has started back in the 90s, there are, at this moment in time, we, just to give you a gauge, that we're 3 years old here in Rochester, that we were number 32, that there are now over 60 playhouses in the country and throughout the world, actually.
Oh, wow.
Mexico, and they're building them pretty much everywhere now.
Wow, that's awesome. So tell me kind of what you guys do.
Yeah, what we do at Gigi's Playhouse is we offer, and this is really important, is we offer completely 100% free programming for people with Down syndrome and other needs to come into the playhouse from a physical location to receive all kinds of programs. You name it, we do it. We do everything from math programs, speech programs, cooking classes, life skills. We do literacy programs. You name it, we do it. We offer over 50 programs that we offer on our website, scheduled times. People can come in to do these with 100% volunteers.
Awesome.
Help run this. We have two paid staff members that run the playhouse on a full-time basis, but all the other people are volunteers. So the key is, really, we offer this 100% free. Every single Gigi's Playhouse in the world does the same model.
Wow. And so all of these skills, you guys teach these children, young adults, yes. And it's free for them?
It is 100% free. People have a hard time understanding, how do you do that?
Right.
It's a really interesting model, but it's very simple. We have amazing volunteers. We have an amazing community that embraces what we do. And we get a lot of support from donors, people that want to reach out and help. The amount of people that want to volunteer and just get involved is amazing. And we always need more because it's perpetual, right? We need volunteers every day,
right?
And we're going to need them forever. But that's what keeps it going. And amazingly, those 60-plus playhouses all have been working great. They've all been successful in this model of a free volunteer-based program that is offered for all these people with Down syndrome throughout the world.
Oh, wow. So every organization has like a really neat little story. So do you guys have a story, like the inspiration behind it?
We do. And I'll start with the founding, our chief belief officer, who's in Chicago, Nancy Gianni. She really was the one that steamrolled this for her daughter, Gigi. So that is how the name Gigi's Playhouse came about. Gigi Gianni is the daughter of Nancy Gianni, and Nancy saw the need for a playhouse that had these type of programs because in Chicago there weren't those needs for Gigi at the time. So she took it on to, hey, I'm going to start this. I am going to make this happen. And, you know, here we are many years later. And for the Rochester Playhouse, the way that rolled into place was a bunch of us as parents. I'm a parent of a child with Down syndrome, a very awesome child named Landon.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of us on the board are all parents. Now we have more professionals on the board. But just to make the story short, is we said, we're going to start one in Rochester. Six of us got together. We started the planning. We started raising money. We basically pulled up our sleeves. We went to work. And here we are, five, 6 years after with the whole inception of wanting to start a Gigi's Playhouse Rochester. We have been open for 3 years. And we are continually growing. We're going to expand. It's just getting bigger and bigger by the day.
Wow, that's incredible. What a great story. So, everybody's been dealing with this whole pandemic. How's it affected you guys?
From a parent perspective, the same as any other parent. Kids come home and you're doing remote. But for the playhouse, it was really interesting because obviously we had to close.
Right.
The great thing about the Gigi's Network is that Nancy Gianni in Chicago wasn't going to let that stop us. Within a week or two, they had created these virtual programs online So all of our participants, even though they couldn't physically go, they were able to attend the GG's virtual program, and that continued for quite a while. So it did impact us a little bit, but it didn't stop us. And as a matter of fact, it actually opened up more doors because the people that had communities without a playhouse, they were actually able to now join in on these virtual. So people that didn't have a physical GG's playhouse in their community actually were able to embrace the virtual. So it was actually, believe it or not, a blessing in the sense of we were able to reach more people with the virtual programs that we never had before.
Wow. Yeah, I could see. Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. I could see where that would actually be the case for sure. And kudos for you guys to like step up to the plate and try to figure out a way around it.
Yeah, I mean, it just worked out good. And I think, you know, if you look at a lot of other organizations, probably have to do the same thing and they come up with their virtual programs.
Right.
It just ends up you're back against the wall and you need to find a solution.
Right. Nope. You're right. So I know there aren't a whole lot of events going on, but do you guys have any upcoming events that?
Yes, we do. Believe it or not, we just to let you know, the Playhouse is reopening, or actually, it has been reopened for limited participants at a time, so we can social distance.
Okay.
There are events at the Playhouse for people who want programs, but for events in the community and for things that people want to get involved in. On June 6th, we have a big event. It's called the GG's Fit Acceptance Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a nationwide event. We're actually going to hold ours at the Miracle Field of Greater Rochester, located in Webster, New York, right here in Rochester.
Okay.
And we are going to have a huge event where people can come, they can get involved, they can see what we do. We're going to have a walk that day. We'll have some events at the Miracle Field. We'll all be outside. Through COVID.
Right.
Socially distance, it'll be safe to go to. And that's our big event coming up. We just had our gala. It was virtual about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
Actually, not even that long ago, about 3 weeks ago. That was very successful. And we'll have other events. We'll have other fundraising events coming up. And people can find that on our website.
Awesome. Awesome. And since we have just a quick minute, do you want to tell everybody what your website is? So if they wanted to check you guys out, they could?
Absolutely. People can go to www.ggplayhouse.org and then just type in /Rochester.
Awesome.
That'll take you right to our site. You can find us on Facebook.
Okay, awesome. All right, so for those of you that are just tuning in, this is Rochester Speaks. I'm Tanya Connor, and right now I'm talking to Chris Tuminelli with GG's Playhouse. So, Chris, if someone wants to donate or sponsor or volunteer, how would they go about that?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question. So people can do that really, very simply. The best way to go is go to our landing page, ggsplayhouse.org/Rochester. From there, you can see ways that you could get involved through either making a simple donation on our website, or you could find our events where you can actually physically attend an event, and we will have some donation options there, some events, some fundraising things, some probably raffles and other ways you can win some prizes with your donation. So those are probably the best ways to go about finding out how to support us.
Okay. Is there anything in particular that you guys are really needing right now that you'd like to share?
Yes. What we really could use right now are people that want to volunteer, people that want to help run some of our programs. We're in need of volunteers for one reason. We are 100% free. We rely on volunteers to keep the programs running. And with COVID, we did lose a little bit of our base volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hopeful that we'll recover that. So if people really want to get involved, we would love to have them get involved as volunteers. And they could simply find out more information about volunteering on our website.
Right.
There is a volunteer link. All they have to do is click it.
All right. So any particular skills that someone would need if they wanted to volunteer?
There's no specific skills in the sense of we will train you 100%.
Okay.
Some recommended skills might be if you're going to get involved in a literacy program or some kind of, for instance, math or program that would be curriculum like that. It would be nice to have somebody with a background, but it's not necessary.
Okay.
So most important thing, you need to be 18 and over.
Right.
To become volunteer, and you will have to fill out our forms and pass the background check and all that. But once you're through all that, we'll get you set up with training. We'll get you set up with a participant. We'll get you all set up with one-on-one training with that particular participant.
Awesome. Okay, that sounds great. So I always try to ask somebody like a question that might be a little out there. And I promise this is not really super out there, but can you share like an experience that you've had with GGs that has really been like over the top, kind of what really sold you on GGs Playhouse?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have a perfect example. So I heard about GG's Playhouse, you know, had never physically been there, and then there was Syracuse, New York. Mm-hmm. They were like the 13th Playhouse in the country, really stepped up early in the whole, you know, building out a GG's way before Rochester did. So I drove out there all by myself, right? I want to go to the grand opening, I want to see it. I walked in there, and I felt like being a parent with a child with Down syndrome, that this was my family. My extended family. I felt like this is what we needed in Rochester. We're gonna do it. We're gonna build one in Rochester. But being there at that experience, watching the energy, watching everybody opening that playhouse in Syracuse, and the parents, and basically giving them something that they needed, something that was never ever in the community, was exactly what I was looking for. And I think that's my best experience with GG. Was that moment, I still remember it today, watching them do the grand opening, showing the video, watching those kids and those participants and what they were going to be offered in the years to come.
Wow. Yeah. I really, really, really appreciate your passion. And when I was doing some research on GG's Playhouse before this call, man, you guys, this is such a great organization.
It is. I'm not just saying that because I'm involved with it, but it's like nothing else out there. It's like no other nonprofit. The way they run, nobody runs for free. We do it. Nancy Jan figured out how to do it, and over 60 playhouses are doing it. It's like magic when you walk into a playhouse.
Wow.
They all have a certain model. You have to have a stage. You have to have a kitchen. It's just this energy that you feel when you walk in there, and the comfort you feel knowing that you found what you were looking for.
Wow. That's really awesome. Well, at some point, I'm going to call you and try to figure out a time that I can come by and see you guys.
Yeah, come by anytime. We'll give you a tour. We'll show you the playhouse. And I'm sure you'll fall in love with it.
I would love to stop by and see what you guys have going on. So, Chris, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to add that, thanks to the community, for all those people that may be listening and have gotten involved with GG's Playhouse. And for those that haven't, do some research. Check us out. Read what we do. Find out if there's a GG's in another city that you might know about, or a place you've lived in the country, and help support it. It's a really good cause. Your money goes to a really good organization that's doing the right thing.
Awesome. All right. Well, hey, Chris, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us today about GG's Playhouse. It was really great to get more information on your organization. And this is Rochester Speaks, and I'm Tanya Connor.
Great. Thanks, Tanya.